Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Turning on the power and reporting an outage in Dakula. Moving in, closing on a house, or sitting in the dark after a storm, these are the numbers and the sequence. Setting up electricity in Dakula is short work, mostly because there's no comparison shopping involved. Step 1, find out who serves the address. You don't choose your provider. Georgia's 1973 Territorial Electric Service Act assigns it by address. So the first task is identifying which utility covers the property. Dakula is split between two providers. Jackson EMC, whose 10-county territory includes Gwinnett and Barrow, serves much of the area, and Georgia Power serves other parts of the city. Walton EMC also serves portions of Gwinnett County. Which one covers a given house depends entirely on where it sits. Three reliable ways to confirm. Ask the seller, landlord, or previous tenant for a recent bill, the provider is on it. Call the provider you believe serves the address and read them the address. Contact the Georgia Public Service Commission at 404-656-4501, the state's official authority on utility service. Don't guess based on a neighbor. Territory boundaries follow 1973 assignments, not subdivisions or city limits. Step 2, establish service. What you'll typically need on hand. Service address and the date you want service to start. Government-issued photo ID. Social Security number or tax ID, commonly used for a credit check. Proof of occupancy, a lease, closing document, or deed. A deposit, which may be required depending on credit history. Electric cooperatives also have a step conventional utilities don't, joining as a member. If Jackson EMC or Walton EMC serves you, establishing service typically means becoming a member of the cooperative, a part owner with a vote in board elections. Contacts. Jackson EMC, jacksonemc.com, nearest district office is in Lawrenceville. Walton EMC, customer care at 770-267-2505, Monday, Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Georgia Public Service Commission, 404-656-4501. Start the process before closing or move-in day rather than after. Same-day connection isn't guaranteed. Step 3, know your outage procedure now, not later. The time to find your provider's outage reporting method is before a storm, when your phone still has charge and the website still loads. Do this once. Save your provider's outage number in your phone. Find the outage map on their site and bookmark it. Install their app if they offer one. Confirm the phone number on your account is current. Many systems identify your address automatically by the number you call from. When the power goes out, check whether it's just you. If your neighbors have power, the problem may be your own breaker panel or service connection rather than the grid. Report it. Utilities dispatch based on reported outages plus automated meter data. Reporting helps. Don't approach downed lines. Treat every downed line as energized. Keep people, pets, and vehicles away and report it immediately. Generators need care. Never run a portable generator indoors, in a garage, or near windows. Carbon monoxide is the leading cause of death after storms. A generator connected to house wiring without a proper transfer switch can also backfeed into the lines and endanger crews. Prepare for the food question. A closed refrigerator holds temperature for a few hours, a full freezer holds considerably longer. Keep the doors shut. Assistance if you're struggling. Both cooperatives and Georgia Power participate in energy assistance programs, and there are seasonal and income-based options. If you're at risk of disconnection, call before it happens. Payment arrangements are far easier to set up in advance than to unwind afterward. Local agencies also administer federal energy assistance. Your provider can point you to current programs. What not to bother with? Ignore any offer promising a cheaper electricity rate for your Dakula home. Residential customers in Georgia cannot switch electric suppliers, and only customers with connected loads of 900 kilowatts or more, far beyond any household, have any choice at all. Natural gas is a different story. That market genuinely is deregulated in Georgia, and comparison shopping there is both possible and worthwhile. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeCoolaWire.com.